going to change your business, you got to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes the difference in people? What makes a difference in an organization? And I would submit to you that it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education, they get a great economic background, and can spend the rest of their life going in and out of rehab. Who's seen this before, knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in the face, somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, and they become the Oprahs of the world. So it's certainly not, advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have most resources. Companies with most resources don't win. The most resourceful companies win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged. And it's statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had a year jump. Pretty much the same technology, just didn't engage as many people. Before Google, there was, what happened, Yahoo? If you're out there, what the hell happened to you people? Right? Before Facebook, there was, what happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor. Being able to be fully engaged. And by the way, in your intimate relationship, how important is engagement? Some guys go, very important, I'm gonna put it off as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area is going to determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of what I'd like to kind of like experiment with here is kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you. What creates disengagement? Because these are huge factors. Because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very, very radically. Who's with me that engagement is not just a term, but something can make a difference in your body? Let me see a show of hands. Say, I. Now, I'm asking if your hand raised for some engagement. Because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen, sit passively, which most of you are doing, and there's nothing wrong with this, what you've been doing your whole life, what you've been taught to do, you'll remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine. 10%. How many came here because you want to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better? Say, I. If that's true, then if all you do is take notes, which I don't see anyone barely doing, thank you very much, a few of you. I stand corrected. Then nudge the people on either side. What's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where's the notes? Right? Because I don't know anybody who's got that great a memory. In my entire life, I've kept journals. Because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper. Repetition is the mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful, why are they masterful? Why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few million times, right? You know, Kobe will go out and make 300 shots before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots. The same freaking activity. Most people in tech world, oh, I heard that story, I know that thing, oh yeah. If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. You understand. And understanding in $3 will almost get you a Starbucks. If you're gonna master something, you need to get the repetition where you get it in your body and you bring emotion to it, and enough motion, enough repetition, it gets in your body and now it becomes physical mastery where you don't think about it and you just do it. Mastery is tying your shoes. Most of you can do this, chew on some gum, send a text simultaneously. Not some people need their tongue out while they're doing it, but you get the idea. If you do something enough, you're confident enough, you're certain enough, it's in your body, that's mastery. So I'd like to see if we couldn't get to a different level of mastery in this. And what I'm gonna ask you to do is, by the way, if you listen and take notes, just write those notes down or you type them in, whatever you do, research shows you'll retain about 40 to 50% of what's been said. For the future, I'd highly engage or encourage you to do that. Now might be a good time. And then the third most powerful one is if you physically engage your body. If you ask me a question, yell back the answer. Or in a few minutes, I'm gonna ask you to actively engage in a different level. Engage with each other, do some crazy things you wouldn't normally do. What that does, it brings up engagement, 80, 90% retention, because now it's not just a thought or a right, it's a feeling in your body as well. And if you do that, you're gonna retain it. Who's up for doing more and holding on to more? Say, I. Then to do that, I'm gonna ask a couple things. One is, if I ask you a question, please yell out the answer. You're already doing that, you're being very kind, but don't be kind anymore. Do it with more passion and intensity. Because I'm not gonna ask you questions you don't know the answer to, because I want you to feel good about yourself. But if you yell out the answer, you'll activate your body's nervous system. Make sense? And the more you activate, the more energy you'll have. We live in a passive society, and if we're gonna engage, by the way, The companies that engage, the companies that have records of 24 at the top 25% in the country, highest levels engagement of employees, companies like Google, companies like Salesforce, companies like Apple, companies like Facebook. And by the way, guess what all the research shows? 22% more profitability, almost one for one. For every percentage of increased engagement, you almost get an increase of profitability. But I would argue you get that in your personal life as well. The more engaged you are, the more the other person will become engaged. You want to get somebody engaged? You get engaged. Think about it. Everyone in this room is a leader. What's our job to do as a leader? Our job is maximize resources, right? How do we take whatever resource and get more out of it? Ourselves, other people, our economics, our business, our technology. That's the job of a leader. But you can't maximize resources if you don't have full engagement. So I'd like to see if we could increase that. And so one simple way of doing that, increasing that engagement, is to start with us. Because by the way, are you going to engage other people if you're not engaged? Yes or no? Yes or no? Are you going to be able to touch other people if you're not touched? Are you going to move other people if you're not moved? And so, by the way, here's the problem. How many of you wake up? You have certain days you wake up and you think to yourself, today, I don't want to talk to any people. Who am I in this room has days like this? You don't want to talk to anybody here. Say I. Oh, come on. Say it with some energy. I. But as a professional, you got to do that most times. And if you fake it, do people feel it? So I want to show you some ways to change it. But by the way, here's the reward of engagement. If you can become a person, engage others, you will now become an extraordinary leader, not a mediocre or good one.